Mann Chen, the music director of the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, makes her Albany Symphony debut tomorrow night as guest conductor of the Albany Symphony Orchestra and joins us this morning. Beethoven's Symphony No. 6 highlights the program, and the gifted young violinist Caroline Goulding brings her technique to Albany for the first time as well with Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto. The concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Palace Theater in Albany, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Mann Chen and Caroline Goulding to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
A delight to have you both here, making your Albany Symphony debut, which is very exciting. So, Mann, let's begin with you as to what it's like to come and be a guest conductor of taking over an orchestra for a night.
You know, I refer that experience similar to blind dating. It's you know, you get to a town and you barely know the orchestra. With this one, I have admired the orchestra for decades, you know, following the Albany Symphony's very interesting, innovative programming, the work David Allen Miller has done. And so it's not really blind dating, other than I knew of the orchestra and didn't know one day I'll be coming here to be a guest conductor. So it's been wonderful working with them.
And how much, to use that blind date analogy, I guess, is it when you come in, you don't want to change them in any way. You keep the orchestra the way it is. And I guess you're the one who ultimately has to bend a little bit then, right?
Right. And so it's more of a speed dating, if you will, for rehearsals. You get to know the orchestra. Mm-hmm. And one of the challenges for us is very often we have never sat in the auditorium that we're performing for the audience. And so you are on the spot, on the podium, trying to figure out what it sounds like out in the hall. And so what I really appreciate is these musicians, not only they're wonderful people, that they're incredible musicians, very flexible and very responsive to my suggestions and directions. So I have had a ball for having the couple first rehearsals.
So let us welcome to this conversation Caroline Goulding, who will be performing Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto. And Caroline, it's a great pleasure to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
How did this come about?
How did what come about?
Well, how did you get
Begin?
This gig? How did you get this gig?
Okay. Well, I actually don't understand that. I think I was invited. I believe I was invited. And I've heard about the Albany Symphony again for a while, and I was so excited when I received the invitation. And this concerto is also one of my favorite concertos in the repertoire, if not my favorite, along with Beethoven. And the Beethoven Violin Concerto. And so I was excited about this opportunity, and to be able to play this piece again anytime I would say yes. So and then I was able to I'm really excited to have the pleasure of also working with Mann for the first time, and also with this orchestra. So
it is the first time you worked with Mann.
Yes.
So, what does a soloist bring into it for you, Mann, of
Yeah,
working with a new orchestra, working
right.
With
no, but I have also heard about Caroline's work a couple years now. I've had colleagues who are in other orchestras who have about to have her or just had her visiting, and everybody was raving about her. So it, you know, people don't realize that when we plan programs like the Albany Symphony, I mean, it's usually planned way ahead of time of the actual performance, and so this was probably more than a year ago that I received an invitation. And Caroline and I have a common denominator, a wonderful
yes.
one. We share the same manager at the Opus 3 Artist. And so I think I might have something to do with suggesting Caroline's
yes.
name.
Oh,
and
you.
I say, I really want to work with her. I've heard all these great things about her. You know, this feel is like a network by itself. You put your ear on the ground and you hear the buzz about someone entering the field. And obviously, Caroline has been around for a few years, but it's, you know, it's wonderful to finally work with her in person. The Mendelssohn,
yes.
you brought so much musicality into that piece.
Thank you. You too.
Tell us about the program.
Well, it's an interesting program in terms of, you know, obviously the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto being one of the most well-known, his last composition of Mendelssohn's short life. And very few of his compositions rivaled the popularity of the Violin Concerto. Beethoven Pastoral, I mean, people consider that as the famous twin with his number 5. I mean, he wrote the two symphonies simultaneously, but in such contrasting style, with the pastoral having 5 movements. Each movement has a title, more descriptive than other symphonies, although he insisted that it's more of an expression of feelings than paintings. Then we have an opener that I believe it's new to your orchestra and the community here, by Osvaldo Golijov, called Last Round. Really, the title borrowed from a short boxing story as a reference to the Argentinian iconic composer Piazzolla, when he had a stroke in 90 and never woke up. He was in a coma and died in 92. And it was Osvaldo's way of saying that he never said goodbye. And so this was kind of a memorial to him of a movement for strings, literally imitating the violent action of the bandoneon, followed by a memorial called the second movement, called Deaths of the Angels. So beautifully orchestrated for the strings, and you will hear all kinds of very percussive and beautiful colors portrayed by the strings. I can promise it will be nothing like you have heard so far in terms of what is possible with a string ensemble piece.
When you come and do a performance, like how many of these gigs do you take a year of guest conducting?
I guess conduct average about 15 to 20 orchestras a year, depending on the scheduling of the year.
So I'm interested in your thoughts on the state of orchestras throughout this country.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm music director of two orchestra, Memphis and Chicago Sinfonietta, which is the most diverse orchestra in the country. So let me put it this way. I think there is tremendous potential of classical music still being very thriving. We all have to become advocate of trying to introduce to our audience. It's not only about the war horses, even though, of course, I mean, they are incredibly still appealing to our modern audience, but also it's introducing to our audience the possibilities of new works, but also maybe new presentation of all works.
Caroline, what would your, as a soloist and going around, how would you add to that?
I agree with her that it takes a balance, I think, of innovation as well as appreciating the, you know, tradition of what this music is, and that's why we do it. So I think that also it's a way of, especially in my generation today, making it accessible, which it's always been that. But I think more so today, because the means of accessibility are so so much changing right now because of technology, because of the rapidity of technology coming out, that and I foresee that it will not get slower in terms of the changing technology in the future. So I think at this point, as artists, we need to take advantage of that means of communication, and also recognize that it can be our greatest blessing and our greatest curse. So taking that into consideration and using that means to communicate with and reach a further, you know, people for their community of people. So
does it help being a young person to go into an orchestra community, and does that help draw young people to a concert, do you think?
Do you mean go into an orchestra community, into the community itself, educational
things? Yeah, well, tonight or tomorrow night's performance at Albany, we see a very young, talented woman. Does that help, do you believe, the fact that, that you were programmed in?
Right,
yeah,
I see. As me being an ambassador or something. I do think that can be of help. I also think that, yes, because I'm much younger than some other artists that are playing, and I think that also can be an advantage for introducing a younger generation to classical music. Not to say that older artists can't do that as well. It's just that it's a different way of going into that introduction. So. It's, for sure.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, the concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Palace Theater in Albany. Mayan Chen and Caroline Golding, it's a great pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful performance tomorrow night.
Thank you.
And thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us.
Again, Mayan Chen and Caroline Golding will be performing tomorrow night. AlbanySymphony.com for more information. AlbanySymphony.com. We post all of our segments online, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.